Welcome to Season 3 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Taylor Vollen, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another breakaway-focused edition of The Breakdown. This week, we have a super special guest, none other than Amy Wilson. If you missed the news, Amy is now part of the team over here at Equine Network, which includes the Breakaway Rope and Journal, Team Rope and Journal, BarrelRacing.com, CalfRoping.com, and other events like the USTRC. In this episode, Amy and I dive into her upbringing, you know, what got her into becoming the media titan and professional commentator that she is, kind of what her job is going to look like here at Equine Network in the Western Sports Division, and what personal goals she has for herself as far as breakaway roping and barrel racing outside of work. This episode is sponsored by Fastback Ropes, who also keeps a rope in Amy Wilson's hand. So we will chat a little bit about them at the break, see what she likes to keep in her trailer. But we want to give a huge thank you to Fastback for supporting this episode. It's time to rope. Let's go. All right. Good morning. I'm here with Miss Amy Wilson, and we are going to chat a little bit about her future with Equine Network and also a little bit about her past.
Hey, great to be here. I'm so excited to be working for Equine Network now and the group of people that they have. So this will be great.
Awesome. Well, first, the elephant in the room. We know that you just stepped away from an amazing career with our friends over at the Cowboy Channel. Can you tell us a little bit about the things that you picked up over there at the Cowboy Channel?
Yeah, so I think throughout my life, I've always strived for a standard of excellence, and I've always wanted to keep growing and improving, and most of all, fulfill God's purpose for my life. And when this opportunity came, it was something I prayed a lot about and just really felt like it was the right decision. I'm so thankful for the opportunities that I've had, the people I've met, all the experiences I got, and looking back, you know, just so many amazing things that happened. So it was time for me to take the next step in life. And so still a lot of great friends from there and still, you know, in the same industry, and excited to be able to hopefully still be in front of that Cowboy Channel audience, and hopefully they can see what Equine Network has to offer as well.
100%. And something I've really realized the further I go in this media space is that there's not a ton of spaces, especially in the horse industry, and even more so in the rodeo industry for media. So to kind of step from Cowboy Channel to Equine Network is a small chance that you got there.
Yeah, I think it's exciting to see how much it's growing. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I loved with being involved with Rural Media Network, not just the Cowboy Channel. When I started, it was with RFD-TV and the very first American, which continued to grow, yeah, and just different things that took place. And I see that continuing in the industry, just that growth. Obviously, I love breakaway, and so seeing the advancements there, and with what Connie and Denny Gentry did for team roping over the years, so now to be more involved in that, and just great people who are so genuinely interested in this industry and invested, to be a part of that is pretty cool. But yeah, I love rodeo, and hopefully I'll get the chance to rope and run barrels a little bit more now, being able to work from home, still traveling to events and stuff like that. But yeah, a lot of opportunity for everyone in this industry.
And you just roped at Weatherford yesterday, didn't you?
I attempted, yes. No, I actually got to go practice this last week and rope with Dave Brock.
Okay.
He's a world champion calf roper from back in the day, and it was so much fun, and I love roping, and I wish I had the opportunity to do it more, so that is one of my goals. I guess I've had a burst of energy lately because I have a lot of things going on, but yeah. I do love to rope, and I think it's important to take time for the things you really love and are passionate about.
Yeah, I mean, you have your Amy Wilson turquoise, right? You have your whole roping. Do you run barrels anymore?
I do, yes. I have a cool little roan mare, and I feel like it's always a challenge with especially barrel horses to keep them going really well. And so it's just an ongoing thing. My rope horse is 20 years old. I've had her since she was 4. And so she's been a partner for a long time. And my barrel horse I've had for several years too. I used to have a really cool sorrel horse that I had won an American qualifier on and won money at the pro rodeos. And so those really cool horses that are winners, I mean, there's just nothing that compares to riding one like that. But you also mentioned the turquoise, and that's another passion of mine, and I have some big goals for that. But it's a business I wish I would have started years ago because I've always loved wearing the turquoise. Back in college, I took a class when I was going to school in New Mexico and learned how to make turquoise jewelry. And so I love it. And it's so much fun. I pick out everything. So everything I have is something I would wear, and I wear a lot of it and then sell it. And it's all available on my website. And I love it. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's obvious you have a big passion for it. I mean, you got this huge spread behind us here of turquoise, and you get so excited talking about it. So I love it. I do want to backtrack a little bit though, just because Cowboy Channel was such a huge part of your career. Tell me where you started when you started with them.
So I feel like I've told this story a few times, so if anyone's heard it, I hope I don't bore them. So my media career, actually, I'm so appreciative of Pam Minnick. I met her when I was Miss Rodeo Kansas, and then I ended up winning Miss Rodeo America. So I spent a year representing professional rodeo, which was amazing and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Then I finished school, my bachelor's degree in media arts. That was in New Mexico. And then while I was waiting and praying and hoping for an opportunity to get a media career started, I actually was farming for my uncle. I was working on a processing crew at feedlots, which is where we would go run a bunch of cattle through that they just got in, and give them whatever vaccinations they needed, tags, implants, whatever. And I was working for Coy Hudson. We used to ride bulls in the PBR, and he had this processing crew. So typically we would do that early in the morning, and then I would farm as needed for my uncle, and then I was bartending at the country club at night. So I was working those three jobs and emailing Pam and calling Pam and saying, what can I do to get my foot in the door and get started with a media career? And she kept telling me to reach out to Randy Bernard, and then finally we saw that they were going to broadcast the Miss Rodeo America pageant. And so I emailed Randy and told him I knew I was the person for the job. And then I got to go meet with him and Patrick Gotch. And thankfully they hired me for the NFR that year. That was in 2013. And then after the NFR, they offered me a full-time position. I moved to Omaha, Nebraska first, then to Nashville, Tennessee, where the RFD TV studios are. I was there for about 5 years, and then when they got ready to launch the Cowboy Channel, moved to Texas, and have been here ever since. And this is home. I love it.
One thing that I don't think a lot of people consider is just how grueling that Miss Rodeo America pageant is, and that year following you winning. And of course, that's what everyone wants to achieve, is to become this ambassador of rodeo. But they send y'all out on the road, and you guys are gone all summer.
Yeah. So when I competed for Miss Rodeo America, it was a 10-day pageant. And I know some things have changed since then, but there is a lot that goes into it. And I just remember being Miss Rodeo Kansas was awesome. And I loved representing my home state of Kansas and the great people that are there. And I really wanted to be Miss Rodeo America. But throughout the year, people had commented that this might be the year for Kansas. And I just was feeling a lot of pressure to win and to represent Kansas really well. And so before the pageant, I just decided God's will is what I want. And I have done everything I can to prepare and be my best. And now it's in His hands. And actually, the very first event we had, or one of the first, was horsemanship. And I didn't draw a very good horse, and it didn't go as well as I wanted. And it was a good lesson for me to leave that and to just tell myself, this is your moment. This is your time to shine. Do your very best for each thing moving forward. And it paid off, obviously. I ended up being able to win and have an amazing year. But I think that relates a lot to rodeo and Western sports, having that short-term memory of doing your best. And when it doesn't work out, you look it over, critique it. I always critique everything I do, I feel like, even with my media career. But then just to do your very best that next step, and to keep moving forward, and just kind of have that winning mentality and mindset. And So I definitely learned that throughout the pageant, and it helped me throughout the year because, as you mentioned, we could be up very early, meet with different people throughout the day, go visit schools, different groups, sponsors, the rodeo that night, and then maybe helping with something even after, and lots of different media interviews there, and just a lot of opportunity, but it was a lot of long days, a lot of travel. I don't think I rode my own horses that entire year. Pretty much flew to every rodeo and got on pickup man horses or committee horses, and just what an opportunity. But it's definitely a lot that goes on behind the scenes that no one ever realizes as far as what Miss Rodeo America is and goes through.
I know. I feel like so many people in the Western industry, myself included, you know, coming up through high school, you dream about being Miss Rodeo America. So it's a really cool title, but it takes a lot of work.
It definitely does. Yeah. It's so much fun. Even now, I mean, I feel like a lot of times when people talk about me, they talk about me being Miss Rodeo America because it's such a cool once in a lifetime opportunity. And it's something I'll always appreciate and remember.
Amy, I know that you are a fastback endorsee, and Fastback is supporting this episode. Let's talk a little bit about the Fastback ropes you keep in your trailer.
Yeah, shout out to everyone at Fastback. They are awesome, and I love stopping by there and seeing everything that goes on. If you haven't ever toured the place, you should just go look, because the process of making a rope is so amazing to me, and they have great stuff, caps and t-shirts and all kinds of stuff if you're not a roper and you just want to wear some of their great stuff. But yeah, they've been really good to me, and I use their number 10 soft edge rope and love it. So I really appreciate them and how they provide me with ropes. And So it's a great company, and I'm excited for their support of the different roping events, but especially for Breakaway.
Of course. And where is Fastback based out of?
So they're close to Granbury, Texas, which is close to Stephenville, Texas. So yeah, anytime you're in the area, you should stop by and check them out.
She's going to be needing some more Fastbacks here soon. She's going to be using those ropes.
Yeah, definitely. Roping the dummy a lot, and hopefully getting the chance to go over and rope with others. Jamie Markham has been a huge help to me the past year or so. I've been able to know her and rope with her, and then others as well. And there's actually a lot of people right around the area where I live that rope too. And then, of course, lots of friends in the Stephenville area and around. And it just is so much fun, you know. In addition to, I'm very competitive. I love to compete, but I love being in the practice pen too, and just getting to know people and hang out. I love roping.
I know. I'm coming more and more to realize the jackpots are kind of like low key social events, and like, yeah, you're competing and hopefully you win some money, but it's also like a chance to say hi to all your friends.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of great people. Like I said, I'm pretty competitive, so if I'm back in the box, I want to win. But I also want the chance to get a lot better, because I just want to be the best at whatever I do, and I'm not there yet in the Breakaway, and I'm far from it actually. So I'm still working at that, and I love it.
And what about Fastback's ropes fit you and your style?
So they have a few different options. Actually, at Northside one night, Clay Tryon was saying he couldn't believe that Breakaway ropers don't use a head rope, because he's like, it doesn't need to look pretty. Just keep your loop open and get it around their neck. And so I've been swinging a lot of different ropes and roping the dummy with some different ones. And I always just come back to the edge. It just feels more comfortable. But I think it's because that's what I've been roping with for years. And so it's just kind of feels better to me, or feels more natural. But yeah, I've been trying out some different ones, and they're great there at Fastback about explaining the different ropes and what might fit your style a little better.
That's so fun. Huge thank you again to Fastback Ropes for supporting this episode of The Breakdown. Now let's jump back in. You were with RFD-TV and then the Cowboy Channel for just over 10 years.
Yep. It was about 11 years. Yep.
Okay. And was it crazy to watch that process of going from Omaha to Nashville and then down to Texas? You know, they built that gorgeous studio in the Stockyards. Like, that's a crazy transition to, you know, kind of see a company go through.
Yeah, I learned a lot from being at RFD TV in Nashville and then to the Cowboy Channels in Fort Worth. And, you know, to think back, I did a 1 hour radio show every day with Flint Rasmussen when I first started. And then later it was Steve Kenyon. And then when the Cowboy Channel launched, Justin McKee came on board. And so just the different people that I've had the chance to work with over the years has been a lot of fun, and still great friends with all three of those guys and many others, and have learned a lot from the different people that I've been able to work with over the years. And then obviously to see the advancement of rodeo and the sellout crowds and just the appreciation for the patriotism and faith at rodeos. And that was shown on the Cowboy Channel, which means a lot to me. And getting to work the NFR, I mean, some of those moments I still look back on, and it's just, it's pretty surreal to think about the opportunity that I had to be able to share the stories and those moments. And it always felt like a lot of pressure on me to do my best and to set them up just to have the best moment they possibly could. Because honestly, that's how I've always viewed it, is I just want to be able to set them up, to tell their story, and to get a bigger fan base, and just to showcase what a superstar they really are. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it fun in media to be the doorway of people's stories?
Yes, exactly. And I think how much I love the sport and have been involved for the amount of time I have, so the knowledge I have and all of that, I just always wanted to work really hard at being my best and building those genuine relationships so that it was a lot more comfortable, I guess, for them to have those conversations or to have a mic stuck in their face and to be able to speak and just showcase who they really are for a lot of different reasons, but mostly for that special moment for them, because it was typically after a big win or mm-hmm. or getting to share a meaningful story. I enjoyed those too, like the feature stories and stuff like that.
Yeah. Do you have a win interview that really sticks out in your mind, whether it was for sentimental reasons or maybe one of Trevor Brazil's big wins or something like that?
Yeah, you know, I remember interviewing Trevor the times he won the all-around at the American, and those were always huge moments, you know, to be in front of a crowd like that and to get to talk to Trevor. Also, Stetson Wright, I mean, what a superstar he is. And so those moments that I've interviewed him on stage at the National Finals Rodeo and the crowd just goes crazy for him, I mean, those are really cool moments. Just to be able to stand there and witness that, it's awesome. But yeah, there have been so many cool people I've been able to interview over the years. And honestly, I love it because I want to know what it is that makes them the champion that they are in so many different ways. And so I'm very, I guess, passionate about just being able to try to ask the right questions and just how much fun it is to be a part of all that.
As an interviewer, I'm sure it's been such a long time since you've really had to think about this and be conscious of this, but what do you think makes a good interview? What makes good questions and allows people to open up?
I think my style is very conversational. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what made the interviews sincere and genuine. And it's just, you know, they say something and typically my follow-up question is a reaction to what they just said. And it's what I want to know. I mean, if they say something about their run or ride and I ask them to elaborate more on that or ask them a more specific question or, you know, whatever it is, I mean, it's what I'm truly curious about. And so I think the people watching relate well to that because they're thinking pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, that's really a good point. So transitioning into your new role with the Equine Network, you're not going to be in front of the camera as much as you were at the Cowboy Channel. But we are going to have you on the road hanging out with Drew Stew. Shout out to Drew, by the way, because that man is a pillar in the team roping community. And if you're in the breakaway land and you don't know who Drew Stew is, you need to get to know him because he's freaking cool. And he's going to be Amy's partner in crime going forward. But so far, what has been your impression of Quinn Network?
Yeah, Drew is so much fun to work with. I got to work with him during the jackpot at Mount Pleasant for just a couple days. And so that was fun. Yeah, overall, it's the thing I love the most about this position is it feels so much more less stress And I love that. And I think a big part of that is because of the people that I'm getting to work with, and everyone has been so nice, so welcoming, and they just seem to value who I am and what I bring to the team as well. And I really appreciate that. So I'm going to try to uphold all those expectations. And it's exciting too, to be able to kind of implement the business side of things, mm-hmm. and more shooting and editing. And then of course being on camera, which always feels like such a natural fit for me. So yeah, I get to incorporate a lot of different things into this position, and I'm excited to see where we go. We have a lot of big plans, some mm-hmm. new shows in the works, and it'll be great. There's just so much opportunity because the Equine Network covers so much, and they have so much live streaming that there's a ton of content. Mm-hmm. And so to give everyone the chance to see that is going to be huge.
I know, I got hired on and I was like, wait a minute, this is part of Equine Network? This is, and I mean, something I love about this job is how passionate the people are that are involved with it. Like you mentioned Connie Gentry, Denny Gentry earlier, my boss lady, Chelsea Schaefer, one of your best friends. The passion behind the people involved in this community is so powerful.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I actually stayed at Denny and Connie's when I was college rodeoing in New Mexico. Really? Some. And so I've known them for a very long time, and I've always been so impressed with what they've done and contributed to the entire industry. And so now to have the chance to work with Connie is really cool. And just from the start, when just visiting with her about this position and the opportunities, I from the very beginning have just felt so at ease with this decision, and so happy to work with someone who appreciates me and values me the way that she and the rest of the team do. And of course, working with Chelsea way back in the day, I wrote articles for the Team Roping Journal and have known Chelsea a long time, and she has helped me a lot over the years with team roping interviews and just information and just insider stuff, which is so important. And I think that's one thing that everyone with Equine Network has, because they have those connections and those relationships. And so yeah, the group of people is amazing. I love it.
Yeah. And then the working from home, you have more time for hopefully breakaway and barrels. So let's talk a little bit about the business side of it. I know you probably hadn't gotten too deep into it yet, but someone told me you really have a mind for the numbers and you're really passionate about the stats and the impressions. And then you get into the relationships that we have with the sponsors that we build these programs around. And I think you're going to really be like a pivotal part in that pie.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm still asking a lot of questions and still learning. And honestly, I've had to change my viewpoint or my mindset a little bit. Yeah. Because the goals of the Equine Network aren't the same as maybe what they have been in the past for other companies that I've been associated with. So that has been a little bit of a change, but I like it. I like growth. I like seeing things differently. And I really like being able to be involved in the business aspect. So I'm the point of contact when we send out bid proposals for events to use Equine Network and everything they have to offer, from the live streaming to different media coverage, social media, mm-hmm. and of course the magazines. So there's so much that Equine Network can offer, and now I get to be a part of that and meeting with those events as part of the team. And then of course you mentioned sponsors and social media and all the different things. So yeah, there is so much that goes into everything that happens, and there's a lot of people wearing multiple different hats. And so yeah, I'm just trying to hit the ground running and keep up.
Yeah, if you can't tell, we are so excited that Amy is part of the team. So next up on the docket for Amy and Drew Stew is Patriot Reno, heading out there. That's something that you've done for the last how many years?
Yeah, I love Reno. It's such a cool rodeo. And I actually found out today that they are sold out. They have no more tickets available for their rodeo. So they are actually having a viewing party in the arena where all of the Patriot events are going to take place. And so I think I get to hang out there a little bit. And then obviously at all the mm-hmm. events that are happening there with the different jackpots and stuff like that. So Drew will actually be at the junior high school finals.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I will be in Reno and I will be covering all the different winners and events and behind the scenes and stuff. And I'm really excited to be back in Reno. And obviously the relationship between the Patriot events and the Pro Rodeo. Mm-hmm. I mean, what an opportunity right there over the course of a week or so. And I get to be there and bring it to everyone. So I'm excited about that.
Any chance you're entering the Open Breakaway Roping?
You know, I've been trying to think, who do I know that would have a horse that I could ride out there and do that? I tried to get into Reno last year when I was there, and it came so close to being a replacement and didn't happen. I got into Dodge City as a replacement and was able to jump on a couple different horses there and rope. So I love getting to do that. And it's now that hopefully I'll be home a little bit more and get to practice more. It's definitely my goal to get to some more rodeos and win a little bit. So when I go to these other events, I have a chance and can interrupt.
Amy Wilson coming to a Texas circuit finals in the coming years.
I sure hope so. I would love that.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your time on the Breakdown podcast here today. It was really great getting to chat with you.
Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity and really look forward to what we're able to do at the Equine Network, especially with the advancement of Breakaway. And another shout out to Fastback for everything they do too.
Yes, ma'am. All right. We'll catch you guys later. I can honestly say that Amy is one of the most charismatic and genuine people that you'll ever have the chance to meet. We are so fortunate to have her on staff here at the Equine Network, and I'm really excited to see what her job kind of unfolds as not just a commentator, but what she's going to be doing behind the scenes. And I'm certain we'll be keeping you up to date throughout that process. Special thanks again to Fastback Ropes for sponsoring this episode, and we will see you guys next time on The Breakdown.